In our gospel story this evening, we can see that it is through the Spirit of Jesus, the risen and ascended Jesus, that he can continue to be with his people at all times and in any place on earth. Although the disciples did not want him to go, the gospel tells us that it is better that Jesus should go and come back through the Spirit. Jesus' impending departure through his death at first appears a real disaster, his definitive defeat. It fills the disciples with sorrow. They don't even want to speak about it. However, a really successful master and teacher makes their pupils masters in their own rights. Jesus tells his disciples, "It is to your advantage that I go away, so that they will discover in themselves the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This Spirit will show up in the shortcomings of the world, point toward right relationship with God and others, and convince that love alone is the ultimate value on which we all will be judged." Still, the disciples are fragile. They will fall away if Jesus leaves them. So he promises to send them an advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will defend them. The Spirit is like an elder, strong, wise, and resourceful. We are not alone. The Holy Spirit is able to help us in everything, no matter how weak and helpless we may feel. What seems like abandonment is actually gift to the disciples. Jesus says he goes away for our good, so that the advocate, the Holy Spirit, might come to us. The gift of the Holy Spirit means we don't have to rely on our own resources to reach God. Our call is to become better attuned to the wavelength of the Holy Spirit, so that our lives are shaped by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is conveying to the disciples very frankly and very plainly and very truthfully, "Look, it is going to be better for you when I leave. It will be better for you when I go away. For when I go away, the strengthener will come." It is the strengthener, the one who meets our needs from within, who is coming to us. That is what these disciples needed, and what we need too. It's a little hard to believe that it would have been better for Jesus' disciples when he had gone. But have you ever noticed in reading through the Gospels that when Jesus finished the Sermon on the Mount, or even this upper room discourse, or any of his great messages which the disciples heard, that they ever went away with their faces aglow, their minds understanding, their hearts committed and ready to work? No. Instead, the record tells us that every time he talked to them, he puzzled them. They were perplexed. They couldn't figure him out. And they went away arguing about what he had said. They were full of questions, and they disputed among themselves as to who was going to fulfill these things, vying with each other for first place. But we discover that after the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came, when they gathered together and heard the words of Christ, they went away tremendously strengthened and encouraged, ready to face life with radiant faces and joy in their hearts. That is what the Spirit does. It was indeed to their advantage and to ours too, that Jesus was not with them. There is a new world ahead of the disciples, the world of the Spirit who will speak within them, deepening their convictions and their love of God and Jesus. The Spirit of truth is not tied to time or space, but in all times inspires the desire to live by truth and to follow God. Jesus answers the questions that the disciples did not ask. Sometimes spoken prayers seem not to be answered as Jesus addresses the questions that may be deeper in our hearts. Jesus has the good of the disciples at heart. His presence, his words, and his departing were all for their good. So our prayer, Jesus, help us today to see how you work always for the betterment of the world. Amen.